One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Welcome into Critical Thinking. Andrew Coppins, Pat O'Neill alongside you on a WTF Wednesday. And boy, oh boy, do we have some insanity. And it started last night in the Coppins household. It was a rough, rough night in the Coppins household, Pat. Super rough.
Do I want to know why?
Well, for two reasons. Neither of us got any sleep.
I don't know why.
No, not for what you're thinking, you sick freaks. Neither of us could get to sleep last night. And then when we could, it was in like hour long spurts. And then we were both awake at the same time. And it was just like, oh, it was awful. But mainly for me, it was awful because.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say what?
I know. I'm pretty sure I know what's coming. Don't say it. It hurt me last night.
Pat.
Yeah.
What would you, if you saw, as you turned the TV on, and you saw Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader in a lightsaber battle, what do you know is coming?
Well, it depends. Are we talking Empire Strikes Back or are we talking Return of the Jedi?
Empire Strikes Back.
Then, no, I am your father. It would be that scene.
Which, by the way, most people get wrong. They think it's Luke, I am your father.
No, he says, no.
I am your father.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am your father. So, we were switching back from a streaming show, and we were about to get to a show on our DVR because the show is not available on the streaming service yet. And that scene happens.
Okay.
As you can tell, I'm breaking up already over this. So, as the beginning of the scene is happening, we literally turn it on, like the TV is on TNT, right? Mm-hmm. We turn the TV from the streaming service to the cable, and we witness Luke's hand getting cut off, right?
Right.
That's what we witness.
Okay.
My wife's response is, all right, can we go to our show now?
What?
Say what? I look at her and I'm like, you're about to witness one of the top five most iconic movie moments of all time. So no.
Please tell me she knew.
No. Nope.
Please tell me she knew that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father. Please tell me she knew that.
So, Pat, there are two things that even people who don't or haven't watched Star Wars know right. about the film series, right? What do you think right. those two things are?
One of which is, I'm going to just guess Luke makes out with his sister in the beginning of that movie. The second is Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Luke and Leia's father, right? Yep.
Right.
You would think that both of those things are things that people would know. If you knew one, you probably know the other, right?
Right.
Which one of those two things do you think my wife knew? She only knew one of them.
She knew that Luke made out with his sister.
Yeah. Yep.
Knew that one. She didn't know that Darth Vader is Luke's father. She didn't know that. Has she seen Empire Strikes Back before?
She has never seen a single scintilla of a second of a Star Wars movie in her entire life.
What in the absolute hell?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bullshit is happening in your house right now?
Her reaction to watching Luke's hand get cut off, by the way. And then within what? Not even 30 seconds or maybe a minute of dialogue, we get, "No, I am your father." Blank stare.
That's like one of the most surprising, iconic scenes of all time if you've never seen Star Wars before. She gives it a blank stare.
See, yes, a complete and total blank stare, and then looks at me and goes, "Okay, now can we?"
Are you kidding me? Andrew, I hate to break this to you, but you need to get control of your wife. Because holy shit, man.
So on the one hand, I was dumbfounded by the fact that literally if I would have tuned in 5 seconds later, I wouldn't have known where we were, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we go from the streaming service to the television and just so happened to catch Empire Strikes Back at that exact iconic moment in history, in cinematic history, right? I'm dumbfounded by the fact that I was able to do that. What are the odds that that ever happens to you in life? Slim and none, and Slim has just about had all nine out of the 10 toes out the door, right?
Right.
So I'm dumbfounded by that fact alone. Then to have that response from the wife? Doubly dumbfounded.
Yeah. This kind of crap would never fly in my household, ever.
Guess how long it took for me to flip to the DVR program?
I'm going to guess another like 20 minutes because you're sitting there like, what in the absolute hell just happened?
Yep. And I believe my exact message to you is, I need to talk to a friend right now.
It was. We went on for like 20 minutes talking about this. To be fair, so my wife has seen it, right?
So did you strap her into a chair and just make her? How?
No, she saw it before we even started dating.
Okay.
So she was at least aware of, I mean, she's only watched the movies with me once
mm-hmm.
since we've been married. She's sitting there working on homework and stuff last night as you're telling me all of this, and she's like watching my freak out happen as you're telling me about this. So she asks what's going on. And so I tell her, and she looks at me with complete seriousness in this like deep annoyed stare and just looks at me and says, "Nobody cares." And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me right now? Nobody cares. How do you downplay? She downplayed the most iconic Star Wars scene, one of the most iconic movie scenes of mm-hmm. all time.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like not caring about Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Is
Finkel.
One of the biggest reveals in movie history, right?
Right.
No, which, I'm kidding on the Finkel and Einhorn thing. But seriously, it is like one of the most iconic moments, because if you've never seen it and nobody tells you about it and you don't know anything about it, it is an absolute and total shock to the system. And blank stare.
Has your wife at least seen Ace Ventura, though?
I don't know if she has. Guess how long she lasted in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Are you kidding me? She probably didn't last 5 minutes.
20 minutes.
I mean, it is a ridiculous movie. Don't get me wrong. But
yes, that's the point.
That's the point.
That's the point. Run away. Run away.
But a flesh wound.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me? Ugh, such a great movie. But if I were to do that when she's watching one of her wonderful Hallmark movies.
Oh, dear.
Do you know the hell that I would pay?
I'm surprised you didn't pay for any hell last night, because I would have been making fun of her for all of that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, Pat.
Yeah.
My mind just blown. How?
Yet my wife somehow manages to rewatch all the seasons of Friends, which is fine because it's at least funny. But she manages to also rewatch things like Grey's Anatomy over and over again.
Oh, dude,
she also manages to rewatch Gilmore Girls, which is by far one of the most annoying TV shows I have ever seen in my life. I'm like, how do you rewatch this crap? They're not even iconic, except for maybe Friends. And you don't know Einhorn is Finkel and Finkel is Einhorn. And your wife doesn't know the Darth Vader scene. How? How do you do that? How do you make it through this far in life and not know?
It is utterly shocking the things that my wife does not know. At least once a week, I am absolutely flabbergasted, gobsmacked, as to what she does and doesn't know.
Our wives apparently have no taste in pop culture whatsoever.
None. No, they might also say that we don't, but.
I don't see how you could possibly say that, considering at least we know some of the most iconic scenes of all freaking time.
It would be like not knowing who Dawson picks at the end of Dawson's Creek. You're shocked by that?
I've never seen Dawson's Creek.
How is your wife a Gilmore Girls fan and not a Dawson's Creek fan?
I have no idea. I don't know that she's ever watched Dawson's Creek.
Anywho.
But yeah.
Equally as shocking last night, this headline. MSNBC crackpot has bizarre theory about Roe versus Wade and white supremacy, Pat. Because this is a WTF Wednesday. We're gonna break down one headline bigly, to use a Trumpian term. And then we'll play the B or not the B, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of WTF Wednesday. But Cynthia Miller Idris recently warned in a column titled "How the Loss of Roe Directly Serves White Supremacists' Horrifying Plot." Now, Cynthia Miller Idris is, wait for this, Pat, take a wild guess what her real profession is.
I'm going to guess abortion activist.
No. Okay. What other crackpot moronic area of life could you possibly come up with this idiotic moronic title and get it published on MSNBC?
A college professor?
You are correct. American University professor Cynthia Miller Idris also has penned such things as physical fitness can make you a right-wing extremist. Comes how the loss of Roe directly serves white supremacist horrifying plot. So how, you might ask? How? Well,
that actually was going to be my next question. Thank you.
The American University professor starts by recounting the recent indictment of Matthew Belanger, an alleged white supremacist and member of the extremist group Rapekrieg. Belanger is accused of drafting serious plans to brutally assault and kill minorities while raping white women in order to further the white race. The allegations are shocking, and if true, Belanger is clearly deranged. So says the Daily Wire. And I happen to agree with them. That's batshit crazy. No thank you. Nah. No thank you. But Miller Idris then cites a whole host of unsavory characters and racists from the past and the present who are also desiring to eliminate minorities and create more white babies. Now, what Miller Idris fails to tell us is that Belanger was raided by the FBI in October of 2020 after doing this, wait for it, in 2019. When did Roe versus Wade get overturned, Pat? Just
about 2 months ago.
Wait, not 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 months ago.
Not 2 years ago? Are you sure?
No. Yeah, I'm positive. I was there.
How? let's critically think through this, Pat. Let's put our critical thinking caps on and critically think really hard on this one.
Yep.
Pray tell, how is this a case of C because Roe versus Wade? How?
It was 3 years ago. Roe versus Wade happened 2 months ago. What you're talking about happened 3 years ago.
Roe so versus you're Wade telling me they're not actually like related to each other? Meaning,
not even remotely.
This person was not inspired by the overturn of Roe versus Wade to commit these crimes. Correct. Allegedly, of course, because he hasn't been convicted. So,
I have another question here, though. What does this have to do with anything with white supremacy?
We'll get that in just a second, because that's going to be point number three. But there's still more, because she implies throughout the piece that these bigots are encouraged by the loss of Roe to do due to two citations from Alito. It's Samuel Alito's fault that these people are a-holes. In Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health, a case that overturned Roe, Alito cited a claim from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention that mentioned the domestic supply of infants. That phrase was referring to the fact that there are more adults wanting to adopt children than there are American-born babies available for adoption. Nothing to do with race, right, Pat? The CDC is talking about the rates of adoption. Alito also cited Justice Amy Coney Barrett's observation that there are now more options for women with unwanted pregnancies to choose life, thus helping to alleviate hardship and eliminate the need to kill the child in the womb. Given those two claims, Miller Idris opines, quote, these kinds of justifications for dismantling reproductive rights reduce women to vessels charged with producing babies for the good of the collective. Thus, Miller Idris wants you to believe that neo-Nazis, who will now assault women who they view as, quote-unquote, vessels, to just increase the white population. Quote, it is not a stretch to see how this frame benefits white supremacist extremists, their obsession with demographic change, and their desire to increase white birth rates, she said. Continuing, the loss of Roe versus Wade in this scenario directly serves white supremacist extremist goals as long as it is white babies who cannot be aborted. So what Miller Idris wants you to know is all the white people are going to move to the anti-abortion states, and then all the black people are going to be left, and they'll kill all their babies.
What? Okay, so if I were to bring Planned Parenthood into this and Margaret Sanger, and if this is supposed to be about white supremacy, hello? Margaret Sanger called. She right. actually was racist.
Literally, the goal of Planned Parenthood was the extermination of the quote-unquote Negro race.
Exactly.
Those are her words, not mine. Also, Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, but I tend to be a fan of statistics, data, and analysis, right?
Yes, you. I mean, that's part of critical thinking, you know, being able to understand those things. But yeah,
So Miller Idris is trying to tell us that white babies are going to be born at this incredible rate because Roe versus Wade, and then they're going to kill all the brown babies. Question for you, Pat.
Yeah.
With Roe versus Wade in place and abortion for everybody all the time, wasn't that already happening?
Yeah.
Did it have to be some neo-Nazi white supremacist grand plot?
It didn't have to be.
Because it wasn't, right?
Yeah.
According to this super right-wing ABC News, 2019 CDC data reveals the following. Black women had the highest rate of abortions with 23.8 per 1,000 women. Hispanic women at 11.7 per 11.7 per 1,000, and white women the lowest rate at 6.6 abortions per 1,000.
It's white supremacy.
So, got a question for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If Roe versus Wade is overturned, and thus in, let's say, half the states.
Okay.
You cannot get an abortion.
Okay.
Just because you wanna. Because right. Because I wanted to have sex however, whenever, and get rid of the baby because I didn't want it. Let's do some statistical critical thinking here, Pat. Statistically okay. speaking, who would this law impact the most? This change of law?
Not white women.
Wait, why? What? Wouldn't it be that, and hear me out, if you know the statistics, right?
Right.
Wouldn't it be Black and Hispanic women who would see their rates of abortion go dramatically down, and thus, hear me out on this, Pat, more, quote-unquote, black and brown babies will be born because of the overturn of Roe versus Wade.
Right. Correct.
So, Cynthia Miller Idris, riddle me how you wrap your brain around that. How do you ignore these statistical realities in front of us? This isn't something that like you have to go digging for, by the way. This is common knowledge that there are way more black babies aborted in this country to the tune of roughly the estimate of 36 million of them over the course of Roe versus Wade. So if you're thinking about this from the perspective of how do we make sure and ensure the survival of the race, right? Because that's what she's talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it behoove you to, I don't know, have more babies?
Yes, it would. It actually would.
So therefore, the introduction of abortion bans would necessarily do what?
Create more babies, preserve your race, preserve humankind.
And if you know anything about the neo-Nazi movement,
uh-huh,
you know they support abortion.
Yep.
Why do they support abortion, Pat? Just take a wild freaking guess.
Well, considering it's neo-Nazism, it's probably something along the lines to do with perfecting what they perceive to be the perfection of the human race.
Bingo! There is a master race that must be protected and thus kill everybody else. Therefore, how do you do that? You abort all the babies and then age out all the other people. That's literally what these people believe.
Yep.
The decision in Dobbs literally is antithetical to their viewpoints on life. Yet, Miller Idris asserts that, quote, groups like Rape Creek are fringe extremists who violently plot, whose violent plots clearly constitute terrorist action. You're right. They do. From 2019. But in a post-Roe world, a plot to force women to become pregnant, however fringe it might be, takes on a whole new meaning. Who forced you to get pregnant? Unless it's a rape. And even then, unless it's a very narrow window of your daily and or monthly cycle. The amount of people who are raped and get pregnant from it, and thus have to look in the options of abortion, is so infinitesimal. We're talking about the maybe 1% of cases at best.
Mm-hmm.
If we are making laws based off of that, we're in trouble as a society. You can't do that. Only on a college campus could somebody ignore. This is literally reverse psychology. Like, what the hell is, how does this, have your thought, right? Have whatever you want to think. Think your bullshit all you want. On both sides of this argument, by the way. How does MSNBC publish this, knowing these sets of data, right? I understand putting an op-ed in the paper, right? I understand it. I get allowing people to speak. But you have editorial control over what gets put up on your website. How about we, if you want to make the case about white supremacy and Roe versus Wade, we actually look at the facts first. And if you don't want to deal with the facts, the fact that fewer black and brown babies are going to be aborted because of this versus they were being aborted at record levels before this. If you can't understand that concept, you don't get to put an op-ed on our website. Otherwise, can I write an MSNBC column, please?
I mean, they're apparently just letting anybody do it now, so yeah, why not?
Otherwise, what is your standard? I don't think you're making the argument you think you do. Thank you for making the pro-life argument. We appreciate you. You are a pro-life hero along the lines of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Thank you, Cynthia Miller Idris. You can go on the pro-life Mount Rushmore. Oh, did I offend Jalen Rose? Pat, did I just offend Jalen Rose by mentioning the Mount Rushmore?
Who's Jalen Rose?
Michigan, Fab Five, NBA champion.
Who's Jalen Rose?
Don't Mrs. Coppins me. I will backhand you.
I'm less Mrs. Coppins backhanding you than I am being facetious, because Jalen Rose is dead to me.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, with that having been said, Pat, why don't we play the B or not the B, and then we can get into the rest of WTF Wednesday. You down to clown with that?
I'm down.
Okay. Hit me with the headline, please.
Alrighty then. Just because, you know, I had to do this given a conversation that we recently had. Clear signs that your husband is mad at you. Clear signs that your husband is mad at you. Is this the B or not the B? That is the question. While you're thinking about that, Andrew Coppins, folks, if you haven't yet, go to revivingliberty.com. We have two new episodes dropping this week.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we'll have two dropping this week. So it's vitally important, especially if you are in the boat of, I want my liberty back, you government jerks. This is a great way to get started, because liberty, individual liberty, starts with you. It must start with you. All you need to do is go to revivingliberty.com or wherever your favorite podcasts are played. You can also, you know, share far and wide, because we want liberty to run throughout this country like a wildfire, and spread it far and wide. Mm-hmm. It is there for a reason. So wherever your favorite podcasts are played, or revivingliberty.com is where you can find it. It is vitally, vitally important for our country and taking our country back. It is Andrew's manifesto of reviving liberty. And it's also, really, in my opinion, the best way to bring liberty back in this country in a non-violent way. Can't stress that point enough either. So go to revivingliberty.com, wherever your favorite podcasts are played. That's revivingliberty.com. Clear signs your husband is mad at you. Is this the B or not the B? Andrew Coppins, your answer.
Hitting this one out of the park. This is the Babylon B.
You are correct, sir. 9 clear signs that your husband is mad at you. Well, here
are they all the same thing?
No, they actually aren't. All right. 1, he hasn't called you in over 10 minutes. Classic silent treatment. 2, he hasn't done yard work in ages. Either he knows your favorite shrub needs water and is trying to kill it out of spite, or he doesn't know, which means he doesn't care. Even worse. 3, he's always doing yard work. Another classic tell that he doesn't want to spend time with you. He says, I love you. This is 4. But there doesn't seem to be much passion behind it, because he probably is saying it because he's supposed to, because he's clearly furious at you. 5, he's making a face while thinking about something, but when you ask what he's thinking about, he just says, pancakes. Nice try, buddy. Who looks off in the distance, thinks about nothing but pancakes? He must be thinking about other women. 6, he goes to the bathroom. It's like he doesn't want to be alone for a few minutes. It's like he wants to be alone for a few minutes. You definitely did something to tick him off. 7, you text him asking him to do something, and he replies, okay. No exclamation point, no smiley face, your marriage might be over. 8, he's nice to a waitress. Anything less than barked orders and brusque dismissals is flirtation, a slow fade into full-blown affairs with the Applebee's server. And 9, you're working really hard on dinner, and then he comes in and says, yum, spaghetti, smells delicious. And then when he says, oh, and then when you say, oh, I forgot to buy noodles, can you run to the store and get some? And he says, sure, but not very enthusiastically, like he was planning on working on out or something, and he really is big deal to drive 30 minutes in rush hour traffic for fresh, organic, pay more store than you always go because grain-free noodles make cauliflower are really super healthy. What on earth did you do to deserve this kind of treatment? We hope this helps you dispel some of the mystery. Men are complicated, but the warning signs can help you when there's trouble ahead in your marriage. Bring these up often to keep him close.
Is there anything worse than can you go to the store for one item?
Oh, it pisses me off so much. I had to go to the store last night.
Now, luckily, if that happens here in our building, we do have a convenience store. And so if that item is in the convenience store, I don't have to go anywhere to do that. I just have to go downstairs, which is fantastic. But the grain-free noodle thing, hey, man, what you making fun of me for?
Sorry.
I medically have to do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, the gluten-free spaghetti noodles, they don't taste any different.
No, they don't. I had to go to the store last night, though, to pick up some stuff. And I asked the wife, hey, do you want anything? The next thing I know, she sends me a freaking list.
Oh, I can one-up you on that, Pat. So yesterday, I had a listing appointment. And afterwards, I needed to get gas. But we only get gas from Costco here because 30 cents a gallon cheaper. That makes a difference, by the way. Go to get gas. And then last night, my wife was like, oh, while you're there, can you get a rotisserie chicken and one other thing that I'm like, are you serious? I have to go into the store for two things?
Yeah, for Costco of all places, too.
So I went in to the store. I got the two things that she wanted. I also happened to grab a couple of things that I was like, ooh, these look good, right? Or, hey, these are quick meals for us. Cool. I'm going to try that. I text her, let her know, hey, I'm on my way home, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, did you get the tequila? I was like, what tequila? That was not part of our discussion last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't check the list? You didn't tell me you changed anything on the list or that you put a list together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One of the things I had to buy last night was Canadian bacon.
So ham.
So ham. But she specific, the packaging must specifically say Canadian bacon on it. Okay. So I go and I'm looking for Canadian bacon. I cannot, for the life of me, I cannot find it anywhere. And this Walmart is particularly notorious for moving crap around anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, I call, I'm like, hey, I'm pretty sure they don't have Canadian bacon. What do you want me to do? She's like, you serious? They don't have any? Like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in like the pepperoni ham lunch meat aisle, like where all of this stuff is. Oh, she's like, oh, it's down by the eggs. I'm like, okay, that's like 2 feet where I'm standing from. I was just there. It's not here. And then I finally found some, right? There were literally two packages left.
So you bought them both.
So I bought them both.
Smart man.
And so she's like, well, I didn't need both packages. And furthermore, she's like, well, what brand is it? So I tell her the brand. And I don't remember what the brand is now, by the way. But it wasn't the brand that she wanted. She's like, it's not as good. I'm like, do you want Canadian bacon or not? Because I don't care one way or the other.
Next time, you get to go to the store.
Right.
I felt bad that I didn't know that tequila was on the list because now I got to go back at some point in time to go get it because they actually do have a really good value on their tequila. They have like the massive like 1.75 that's like $10 or $15 cheaper than it is in the store, like a regular liquor store. So, by the way, if you ever get a chance, Pat, if you ever see a packaging of maple bourbon bacon, do it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So it is time for us to do a little WTFing here on this Wednesday. Are you ready, Pat?
Oh, I'm ready.
So the first WTF Wednesday story, I've got this one for you, Pat, because we were talking about MSNBC, which is part of NBC News, correct?
Yeah.
What if I told you they have comedy writers for NBC News?
They do?
Sub question. You're a news organization. What the hell do you need a comedy writer for? Sub question, if you have a comedy writer, does that mean you are fake news?
Sub question, are you really a news network if you have comedy writers?
No, you are not. But okay. From Elijah Schaefer last night on Twitter, a comedy writer for at NBC News, at Caroline Casey, is writing tweets celebrating the death of Republicans who succumbed to COVID. The exact screenshot of the tweet, in case she dismisses it or whatever, is, "I only know Republicans that have died of COVID. It's what God wants." Heart emoji. So we're at that point in society, Pat.
Why does it matter if they're Republican? I mean, isn't death sad?
Well, you see, only stupid Republicans didn't get vaccinated, and they're the only ones who can die then.
Honestly, she apparently doesn't get on Twitter very often because there's a lot of Republicans on Twitter that have been pushing the vax on people. So, yeah,
specifically the head of the ultra MAGA movement, right?
This
guy named Donald John Trump.
In fact, wasn't he the guy that helped come up with the vaccine or at least under his
The United States government is a part owner of the patent for the Moderna shot. It's either Moderna or Pfizer BioNTech. Either way, they own part of the patent. That's right. Our federal government is making money off of selling you a vaccine that has literally no efficacy, literally nothing. And speaking of that vaccine, I've had discussions with friends who continue to get boosted. Why? Unless you absolutely have like an autoimmune disorder or something that would make you readily susceptible to really, really bad outcomes, why are you taking that chance? All of the information from the long-term studies shows horrific potential outcomes for every demographic. For every demographic. We're talking heart issues. We're talking about neurological issues. We're talking about stroke. We're talking about heart attacks. We're talking about all of these negative outcomes when it comes to reproduction, by the way, both in men and women. Why? What piece of evidence do you have that getting that fourth booster, right, getting that fifth shot does anything to protect you from getting COVID? And more importantly, anything to protect you from quote unquote negative outcomes of COVID? Bill Gates, the president of the United States, who five shots, right?
Yep.
Three boosters and the two regular ones.
Right.
Got COVID.
Twice.
Took Paxlovid to reduce the symptoms. Tested negative 3 days in a row. Tested positive again for rebound COVID because Paxlovid doesn't work. And then the science trademark, the truth registered trademark, our Lord, Savior, President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, had the very same thing happen to him. What piece of evidence, other than somebody telling you this? This is the problem that we have with our society writ large here, Pat. Think for your bleeping self. Do some fucking research. Please, people. Please stop with the stupid insanity. I gotta go get my booster. Do you? Literally, the CDC is telling you the outcome is the same whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. Literally, last week, that's what they just told us, right? If you believe, if you've gone down that road of gotta believe the science, gotta believe the CDC, whatever the government tells me, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so the government is literally telling you no matter if you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, you're the same. The outcome is the fucking same. But jab me some more. For what? There's only a greater and greater potential every time you do this to yourself of giving yourself something that is irreversible. Your chances of stroking out over dying of COVID are much greater, by the way, every single time you do this to yourself. Stop it. Just stop. Think for a moment, do some research, and don't just listen. Stop. Take 30 minutes, do some research, and then make a decision. You should never, ever just take the word of a doctor, take a word of this or that.
That's for anything.
Take it in advisement, do your own research, and come to a conclusion. I do this with every single client I come in contact with. Here's my opinion. Here's why I think this. Here's the information. Look it up for yourself. Come to your own conclusion and let's talk. Don't just take my word for it. Do your homework. We as a society don't ever do that. We're just taught because expert, right? Hashtag expert next to their Twitter bio. Well, if they're an expert, they know what the... No! Most of the time, they actually don't. The only thing they're an expert in is the minutia, the little detail, right? They could tell you how COVID-19 interacts with your body, right? They could tell you that, but right. They don't know the broader data sets because they're not looking for it. They're subject matter experts for a reason. They're experts on the subject of virology or how this works in a chemistry way or a biological way, right? They're not experts in data analysis any more than you or I are. They're not special. Now that I'm off of my soapbox here, because this drives me batshit crazy. This, if you for one second think that these people give a shit about you, if they claim that they claim the mantle of love and everybody has to, you know, love everybody, right? Whatever the LGB throw out the T crowd has, like love wins, right? Love, 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 love. They don't care. The spirit of the age does not care. This is spirit of the age shit right here. We're all Republicans. I only know Republicans who've died of COVID. Really? Really? I know moderates. I know Democrats. I know communists. I know people who've been jabbed all day, every day. I know people who've had 5 who have died. I know people who are unvaccinated, got it, survived, thriving. What the? This is some evil shit. And this is not just one person, by the way. You could find this on Twitter all day, every day. People literally believe this. Now, having said that, Pat, how about some actual fun WTF headlines?
Ooh, that might be a tall ask. Fun WTF headlines, because the first one I'm going to is... Maryland County brings back school mask mandate.
Let me guess. Yeah. Prince Albert County. No, I mean, Prince George's County.
It actually is Prince George's County. You guessed correctly. Prince George's County Public
Schools suburb of Washington, D.C., by the way.
Uh-huh. Announced that face masks will be mandatory again for at all schools and facilities in the district. The policy took effect on Monday, and the effect will be until further notice, said the district. School officials said in a statement that the mask mandate is back in effect in the light of the highly contagious COVID-19 BA5 variant, and said that this district is following county health department recommendations. What in the hell possible recommendations could you possibly be following at this point?
Again, what evidence do you have that suggests doing this has a positive outcome? Literally, you cannot prove that masks have made a difference. If you could, we would all know about it. There is no study in the world that has been able to definitively prove that masking prevents anything. Because if it did, all of Asia would never have rising cases. All of Asia, all of China, right, would never, ever see COVID-19 again.
Mm-hmm.
When are these people going to wake up? More importantly, where are the parents, Pat? Where are the parents saying no? You want to talk about being confrontational? Here is a perfect example of this. By the way, that's part of what I talk about on this week's episode, playing offense. How do you play offense here? You say no. You pull your kids out of school. You find ways to do this until they bend the knee to you. Not the other freaking way around. No, 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 no. I'm done with the 2 years, now 3 years, of you messing up my child's ability to learn. I guarantee you, Pat, that this is America's lost generation. I guarantee it. And it was all preventable. All of it. We did this to these kids, and it is unforgivable. So how do you play offense against these people? You stop playing their game. Pull your kids out of school. Pull them all out. Go to the school board meeting and let them know, my child will not return to this classroom. I don't give a crap. All of our kids are not returning to this classroom until you listen to us. You have to be active. These people are going to continue this insanity as long as you let them. It's really funny. When you confront these people, they back down. Show power under control. Power under control is showing up, is being active in your community. Power under control is letting these people know you're watching. Power under control is, guess what? I'm the one who sends my student to your school. They're not your kids. They're my children. And I get to make the decision for them. And guess what? My decision is, they ain't going with that crap anymore. Pull them out. Every single one of them. Pull all the kids out. Every single time this crap happens. Every time. There is literally no evidence that this is anything that anybody should be doing. None. DC Mayor Muriel Bowser, right? Doing the everybody must be vaccinated. Well, guess what? 40% of all black students in that don't have the vaccine and they can't go to school. Again, parents, pull your kids out. Pull them out. They don't care about the communities they claim to care about. They claim they care about their power. They care about advancing the goal, the spirit of the age, because they are overcome with it. They're not overcome with the spirit of the age. And on that, Pat, please tell me there's a little bit better headline here.
Well, let's see. Leftist call for meat tax reach fever pitch.
Eat the bugs.
I have a question. Why do we need a meat tax?
We already have a tax on meat.
But leftists are calling for a meat tax.
No, we already have it, Pat. It's called a grocery tax.
But they're calling for a meat tax.
You already pay taxes on your meat if you buy meat.
But why do we need another tax?
We don't. You already, if you buy meat, if you make the decision, God, you ghastly individual, to buy meat, you're paying a meat tax. Just like if you buy soda, you're paying.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You also pay an extra soda tax in some places. Or you buy chips. Oh, wait. So everything's going to have an individual tax on it. Hell to the no. F you, you crazy bastards.
By the way, does creating more taxes help inflation?
Pat, taxation is theft.
Yeah, thank you. The Biden administration cancels $4 billion in ITT tech student loans.
Good. I'm happy for them. I really am, because ITT Tech was a for-profit school that went out of business. While most of these people were paying them ass tons of money to go to school there. So yes, every single one of those people should get all of their money back. And more importantly, they shouldn't owe anything in student loans for a degree from an institution that no longer exists.
And I think
that's a hard and fast rule for me. If your institution goes under and you own student and you owe student loans, all of it's forgiven. Because it is completely worthless. Your degree means nothing.
True,
if you got
true,
one. If true, you went to school yeah. and you didn't get a degree, it is completely and totally worthless.
But what about all the other student loans?
Pay them.
But
these people were taken advantage of.
But
they literally were. If you look at the case of ITT Tech, these people were taken advantage of.
I agree with you. My point was, what about everybody else? I'm just being facetious, but anyway. All right, last one for today. Meta announces new policies and safeguards for 2022 midterms modeled after 2020 policies.
Zuckerbucks for everybody. Thank God for Wisconsin Supreme Court, by the way.
Why? What happened?
Oh, Zuckerbucks are illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Oh. So he cannot influence the election the way that he did last time. And by the way, he didn't directly support candidates. What did he do? He went right to the county government apparatus, if you will, or apparati, however you want to pronounce it, and attempted to influence the election directly with the filling of you know, election council seats or whatever, the county election individuals filling seats based off of Zuckerbucks, influencing the outcome of an election by drop boxes and ballot harvesting all over this country. He funded all of it. Yeah. How about you don't get to tell us about civic integrity?
No.
Yeah, I'm just going to gander a guess here. This is like Bill Gates telling us how to farm.
Well, specifically, these policies will include preventing election and voter interference, connecting people with reliable information, and transparency around elections and advertising.
Oh. Hey, by the way, do you think this would be a good time to have Katie Harbath on again?
Yeah, it might actually be, yeah.
I think she's out of country right now, so I'll have to check in with her. But yeah, might be a good time to say, are you shitting me, Katie? You can't seriously believe this to actually be what Facebook is doing. You cannot.
She doesn't even work there anymore, though, bro.
She's helped set all this shit up, bro. She was literally one of the trust and safety people who literally looked at global election integrity.
She got some spying to do, is what you're saying.
Yeah, please explain to me how this, coupled with what we saw in the 2020 election from Zuckerberg himself, inspires any sort of confidence that this is going to end up being fair, equitable, and most importantly, not actually influencing an election. She was around the last time this happened.
Yep.
So luckily, I know Katie well enough to know that she will take the hard-hitting questions that we will ask of her. And I'm open to education on this subject. Tell me what I am missing. Please enlighten me. Because I see all the evidence in the world of Zuckerberg actually doing, and one of the hard and fast rules, right, that I have had is if they're accusing you of doing it, it's very likely they're doing it. They're accusing the right of election interference and in unintegrable elections, except for Zuckerbox, except for ballot harvesting, unverifiable ballot drop boxes. Oh, so all that stuff that you... Gotcha. And on that note, Pat, your final thoughts on this WTF Wednesday?
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And I find Mrs. Coppin's lack of faith disturbing so much so that she's driving me to drink.
Please be safe, be smart, be kind as always. Matthew 5:47.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.